This is Mindy Rock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm speaking with Sasha Sullivan. Sasha is the Artistic Director of Telluride Theater, and we're talking about the upcoming production of Dude and Bros, A Christmas Carol, and also the 2014 season. Sasha, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much, Susan.
So this is sort of a White Gilda Lily question. How come how come you did A Christmas Carol a la Dude and Bro? Why the remake?
You know, we were talking with the Opera House about doing a co-production this time of year and just speaking to Ronnie and, you know, what they wanted and what we could do. These two characters were created about 4 years ago, and people in Telluride constantly ask us when they're coming back. So I was like, let's do something with Dude and Bro. And I had a few different ideas. And then we were like, you know, we really want to do a holiday show that's good for families, good for tourists and second homeowners coming in. And so I want to introduce these characters to more people. And they're quintessentially Telluride. So that's really, this Christmas Carol is quintessentially Telluride, and Dude and Bro is Telluride. So that's why I chose to do a remake with these two amazing Telluride characters in the forefront.
I'm just curious, who's playing Dude and who's playing Bro?
Dude is Colin Sullivan, and Bro is Sam Burgess. And it's funny because Colin's always been Dude, but I think this is our, we've had three different bros. So Sam's played Bro another time for us. We've done these characters for the History Museum a few times for the pub crawl. So Sam's very well versed in the Bro, but we've had a few different people play this character. So it's sort of like a revolving door.
Gotcha. Okay, and then following this production, which opens, what, on the...
December 18th. It runs the 18th okay. through the 22nd. And okay. 18th is locals night at the Opera House, which is $10.
Okay.
And then all the others are at 8 o'clock at the Opera House.
Wonderful. And you are saying it's suitable for kids of all ages.
Yeah, we're saying PG-13, but I'd say it's really PG. There's some mild drug references, and we say the A word one time, ass. And so it's compared to MTV, it's very mild.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then the next big production is You're in Town, and there's a stream of other productions following that.
Yeah.
So would you just talk about the rest of the 2014 season, because it's really generous.
Yeah, so... Our 2014 season really starts in March. We decided to do this holiday show at the end of 2013, and we'll be doing another one in 2014. So You're in Town is our spring musical. I chose this. We have a really great artistic subcommittee of about 8 people that get together and talk about the upcoming season. Ultimately, I have the ultimate say, but they brought to me You're in Town, and we had a few other ideas out there. And after, you know, reading the book and listening to the music and reading the reviews of when it was on Broadway, it is an amazing Telluride story. It is, it's political, it's funny, the music is really great. So I'm excited to introduce this play to town because I think people are really going to love it. Then we have Burlesque at the end of March. Our Burlesque classes are sold out, and we're really excited. We'll do the beginning class on Wednesday, their show, the Cheap Thrills show. And then on Friday and Saturday, we're doing 2 shows with the Advanced Girls, and we're creating this incredible theme this year. So get your tickets because it will sell out. And then this summer we have Shakespeare in the Park. We're doing Much Ado About Nothing, which is one of my favorite Shakespeare plays. It's the language and the movement, and it's so funny, and I'm really psyched that we're doing that. And Buff is directing again, which we're excited about. And then our original show is called Bread and Circus, and it's sort of based on the fall of Rome, but modern times. And that's something that I will be writing after I get done with Dude and Bro. And
okay.
then we've added on Rocky Horror Picture Show, which was a huge success for us this year and so much fun. The community loved it, and we had so much fun doing it. So we're going to do it again with The Palm in October, and then next December we're going to do another holiday show. So we have a jam-packed year, and we're super excited, and I'm just excited for all the different shows because everyone's totally different.
Thank you. And so now, although I can't believe it, it's happened, it seems to have happened so quickly, this is the third year since the merger of Telluride Repertory Theater and your original Squid Show.
Mm-hmm.
Looking over your left shoulder, what are you proudest of having accomplished?
You know, my favorite thing that has happened, and I every day am like, yay, is the fact that we have so many people that are new to theater and so many people that have been involved in theater for years that are coming back to do it again. The best thing that's happened in this merger is that, you know, my Squid Show, we had a company of actors, so we were like exclusive. What's really magical is that we've become inclusive, and anyone that wants to get involved in the theater has become involved, and we have a home for everybody. And that goes for like carpenters or artists that have come to be like, hey, I really want to paint sets, to, you know, townspeople that are like, I want to be in a show, but I don't know what I'm doing. And it's like, just come and we'll teach you. So that's what I'm proudest of, is the fact that we've really become a creative outlet for a lot of people. And instead of doing shows with five people, the last Dude and Bro we did was, I think, five or six people, and this one's 14, which is really exciting. And we have a lot of amazing actors, and then people that are just coming up through, and then people that are just moving to town that have great experience that they're like, oh, I want to stay here because you guys are here and I want to help contribute to this. So it's really awesome because a lot of the older rep people are coming back and, you know, involved in a really great artistic way. And then we have, you know, our Squid Show people in there and then the newbies that are coming through. So we're growing in a really cool way.
And right now you're in the middle of a membership drive. So talk about the benefits of joining up.
You know, membership has its benefits. We're like American Express. first and foremost, you're supporting year-round theater and our amazing education program. Our education program is incredible. My husband runs it. He's actually in the schools in Naderita and in Nucla, teaching drama every week. We started a rural theater initiative over there. We also teach with the AHA and the Sheridan Arts Foundation, the Sheridan Young People's Theater. We teach in the school. I teach burlesque, so we have an amazing education program. And then our full season, so you're supporting an amazing, you know, a great cause. Membership, every different level gets different benefits, and that goes from tickets to everybody gets reserved seats, everybody gets pre-sale burlesque tickets, which people love, and we're going to start doing some member-only events, little gatherings and parties and readings and stuff throughout the year. So, you know, every theater that I've ever been involved with has its own membership. So we started ours 2 years ago, and it's grown, and people love it, and it's their way of supporting. And, you know, we give back through the membership as well.
Wonderful. How do I join?
Go to TellurideTheater.org and click the support button. Or you can call me, 708-3934, and I'll sign you up.
Wonderful. Thank you. This has been Susan Deepak. Delighted once again to be chatting with Sasha Sullivan, Telluride Theater's formidable artistic director. Join up to Telluride Theater, we have, and it's a lot of fun.
Thanks so much, Susan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.